Nozir, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. V'chayev al hayayin b'fnei atzmoy, v'al ho'anovim b'fnei atzmon. His chayev, if he has, obviously, the shear, that machloik is before machloik is tanoim, if the shear is a revius or kazayis of yayin, the anovim, the shear, is certainly a kazayis. Each one, he could be chayev b'fnei atzmon, v'al ha'chatzanim, also on the pits of the grape, b'fnei atzmon, v'al ha'zogim b'fnei atzmon. Each one, he could be chayev. Kanira, what would be the Havamina that he has to have? All of them, they're not separately assumed. There's no Havamina that you have to have a Kazayis of Bosa B'cholov and of Nevela to be Chayiv Malkus. Bosa B'cholov, Nevela is Nevela. But over here, they're all one Issa. Maybe there would be some type of Havamina that you have to have all of them. Kamashman, each one, Kishal Atzmam is Chayiv. But still, L'chor, it's Poshut. The Chiddush over here, L'chor, is the Sefer. Which is Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Oimei Nechayv Atshiecho Shnei Chatzan V'Zogam. Something very interesting. He holds you need some type of combination of a few different types. Let's see how this is explained by Hemshcha Mishnah. What are Chatzan and what is Zogan? Elu en Chatzan v'Elu en Zogan. Chatzanim Elu HaChitzoinin. Zogim Elu HaPnimim. We said before the pits. The Chatzanim are the skin of the grape, the outside. Zogim is the pit. Tivri Reb Yehuda. Reb Yossi Oimer, Faket. The Chatzanim is the pits, and the Zogim is the skin. Shaloitite, don't make a mistake to mix up the two. And he says like this, Kizug Shal Behema. The zug is a bell. Using Mishnah Shabbos, an animal, cows used to have a bell around their neck to tell you where they are. But you hear the noise. So the bell that's hung around its neck, hachitzoin zug, the chelik hachitzoin of the bell, the outside casing of the bell is called the zug. The hapnimi is the inbol. So the zug. He's just giving you a simon. The zug and the zog is the same idea. What's the difference in all this? Because Rabbi Loza ben Azariah is telling you that the lashon of the pasuk is mechatzanim v'ad zog lo yoichal. The Torah says chatzanim. The Torah says a lashon ribui, plural. Zog is one. So it's coming to tell you that it has to be chatzanim two with zog echad. The Mefarshim explained. The Rav doesn't say exactly this, but the Mefarshim explained. That really is the tzur of the grape. There's the grape itself that you make the wine from. And that we could hear, the yuchayv for the flesh of the grape, because that's really the makor of the yayin, and the ikar is yayin. Yayin v'nez al teisht. He's also on the skin of the grape. On the flesh. Besides for that, there's an isur even on the accessories of the grape, even though they're not the makor of where the wine comes from. And in that way, you could hear that all the accessories together are mitztarif, and you need them for an iser. Chatzanim, the ikar of a grape, is at least two seeds. Vizog, and one skin. So he's going with that shita. That's why the Mishnah speaks it out, to explain to the shita of Blaz ben Azariah. So the original part of the Mishnah, the reisha, of each one, bifnei atzmon, is only the Tanakhama coming lafuke, this chiddush of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Mishnah Gimel, stam nazir shloshim yoim, something that we know already. The Mishnah is only saying it for the next din. Gilach hoshul gechul listim. What happens if he shaved his hair? Or what happens if he was captured, that generally speaking, he didn't want to do it? Who's going to shave off a person's hair? Shaloi Bertsoine, generally speaking, only if he's locked up in a jail in a Rachman Salman concentration camp and they shaved his head. List him over here, the Loshness. So over there, the halacha is Soyser Shloishim Yoim. Now, this Soyser Shloishim Yoim is a very fundamental machlokes. This is the Poshta way of explaining the Sugya, where the Rav brings it, comes from Tosfos and the Rosh and other Rishonim. It's very straightforward. Be'etzem, if he shaves off his hair, the Nazirus is not Nistar. Not like, let's say, he becomes Tomei, where he has to bring a carbon tumor to Glachas Tmei, and then he has to restart the Nazirus. He doesn't have to restart the Nazirus. Cutting off, let's say, if he takes a drink of wine, it's an Averis. It's Chayv Malkus. Not Chayv Malkus, but it's not Sois in Nazirus. Cutting off here is also not Sois in Nazirus. Novos. The halacha is that in order to end the nazirus successfully, there has to be a teglachas. The definition of teglachas is cutting off the growth of hair. Somebody who was by the barber yesterday, he could take a haircut today. That's not called cutting off a growth. It's not called teglachas. So the definition of having growth on one's head, the stomach is lamed yoyim, because you see that there's a teglachas after a stam nazirus of shloshim yoyim. So Tosis understands that he has to have, it's a functionary aloch, he has to have a growth on his head of 30 days in order to be considered taglaka. So Lama Zogin, that he was a regular nazir of 30 days, and 20 days in, Listim gave him a zero haircut. So he needs 30 days growth. He doesn't have to wait 30 days. When we say in the Mishnah, Soyser Shloshim Yoyim, it just means Soyser however much he needs in order to get to a growth of 30 days. He'll have to wait 20 days. And guess what? If he has a nazirus of 60 days, of 3 months, he doesn't have to wait anything, because by the time the nazirus ends, he's vaita going to have a gidl, a pereroisha of 30 days. He doesn't have to have, for a nazirus of 60 days, 60 days worth of growth on his hair and on his face. All he has to have is 30 days. That should be a chefzev taglachas. That's the way of understanding the sugya. The Rambam has a shittim chudeshes. Over here in the Pirushim Mishnayis, he paskins in Lalocha, in the beginning of Perek Vov Hilchos Nazirus, that there's a soyser shloshim yoyim, which is really the pashta lashon of the Mishnah. Soyser shloshim yoyim means he's a nazir. He doesn't have to be karbonis. He doesn't have to start again his nazirus, but it puts his nazirus on freeze. Since he's in a state of giluach, his nazirus is not fully being niskayim yoyim yoyimi when he's freshly shorn. So memelo, what he has to do is lamazon 20 days into a regular nazirus. Into a nazirus of lamed yoyim, his head is shorn. So Meli has to wait 30 days. He has Yisuri, Yayin, Tumah, Lameis. But he's not counting days of nazirus. It's Soyser. And then he has to, it's Soyser Lamed Yoyim. He has to have now a growth of Lamed Yoyim, which is not so clear, because if he's on day 20, anyways, he didn't have a Gidl of Lamed Yoyim. Kanir, the Rambam holds that the Maisa Giluach is not only a functionary halacha of that he has to have 30 days worth of growth on his head. There's a halacha that a maisa giluach is a chalois freeze on the nazirus, and it's a maisa hasoiseres lamed yoyim. The same way giluach is mekayim in nazirus, and the maisa giluach after nazirus is a kiyum on the whole nazirus. Now he's mekayim nazirus with the teglachas at the end. A maisa giluach in the middle puts on the kiyum nazirus a hold, a freeze. It's soisa lamed yoyim. It's hard to be masbe exactly. That's l'chor the hezber according to the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, if it's 20 days in, he has to wait 30 days with all the other Yisurim of Nazir intact. There's also not a lot of cutters here. He waits 30 days, and then he's Mekayim the rest of the days of his Nazirus. Nazir shegilach ben bezug ben bitar. Here the Mishnah is saying it doesn't make a difference how he soys the Nazirus. It doesn't make a difference if he cuts it with a pair of scissors, with a razor. Zug is scissors. Zug is a pair. So it's a pair of scissors. Ben bitar, with a razor. Oishe sifsev kolshu. Sifsev is he pulls out one here with his hand. The halacha is that he's chayiv. Now the Mefarshim point out, Zasugi Haruko, we have Daf Lamates and Daf Mem, that the Torah Lamaisi uses the lashon of tar loyaver al roishoy. Loyaver al roishoy. So why does the Torah say dafka? If it's any pulling out here, why does the Torah express this dafka with a razor? And the Gemara says there has to be dumya letar. Tar cuts out the hair at the root, which is why, let's say, the issue of shaving giluach with a shaver as opposed to a razor, or let's say even the shavers that are not okay, the ones that are not okay, here's where the sugi is, means pulling out the hair by the root. And that's the most effective way of removing facial hair. That's called hashchosas zokin. When it just shortens the hair, one is allowed to trim a beard. So theoretically, the shavers, if they're kosher, the ones that are kosher, the ones that are strictly kosher, is because they do no action of pulling the hair out by the root. That's where this sugi is. Over here, legabe nozir, the halacha is the same. There has to be a maisa that's dumya detar. He can pull it out with his hand, but it has to be, usually it's not going to happen, he pulls it out with his hand. It's not going to be oiker, toilish, besheroshe. If it is, then he's chayiv. However, The Maisa that is Chayiv with the Maisa that we just learned about, Teglachas, Aydei Listim, Soysa Shlosh Miyam, are not synonymous. If he pulls out one here, it's a Maisa Issa. It's like taking a drink of wine. So you could be Chayiv Malkus. Mashen Kain, in order to be Soysa Shlosh Miyam, he has to be a Megulach. Megulach is not when one here is out. Megulach means when Roiv, Cyrus, Roishoy are pulled out. That's what the Rav speaks out over here. Nozer Choyfefu Misfasves. Here we have a problem. Is a nozer allowed to scratch his head? He's allowed to scratch his head either with his hands, with his nails. Avaloy soyrik. He's not allowed to comb his hair. The Olam knows this halacha more from girls combing their hair on Shabbos. Combing one's hair is a psik ratio. Might be a davar shem kam. You don't plan on pulling out hair, but the women know that when you comb your hair with a comb, it's going to pull out here. It's a psikresha. So even though it's ain't a miskaven, but psikresha is kilu like a miskaven. The same is true over here by Nozir. Moshe tells it to Mufurish. He's not allowed to be serving. Choyfif Mufaspes is not a psikresha. If here comes out, because there's a weaker here, that's a dovashayna miskaven, that would be mutter. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, lo yochoyf, he's not allowed to rub his hair, bo adomo on the ground, neshim asheres es haseir. The Gemara explains what Rabbi Shmuel is saying, that this pool of rubbing his hair on the ground in order to scratch his head, maybe if he has lice and he wants to scratch his head to get them out, would be Masher Saser, that would be a psikresha. It sounds, the Losh of the Mishra, Rabbi Shmuel, it sounds like they're arguing. Tana Kamen and Rabbi Shmuel are arguing. It's hard to believe you could argue in a Metzius. Either it is a psikresha or it's not a psikresha. So amongst the Mefarshim, there's different pshatim. Are they arguing or they're not arguing? What should the machlokes be? Everybody agrees that a davar shein miskaven is mutter, and everybody agrees that a psikresha is something that's awesome. So that needs a little bit of clarification.